Welcome to NISA Level Piri Podcast. Favorite it on Anchor FM or subscribe on Google Podcast. You can share your reviews and questions via voice note on Anchor FM app, or you can leave a message on Instagram and Twitter at NISA_Level_Piri and on Facebook on a page named I am NISA_Level_Piri. Hello neighbor, long time no talk. I really did miss chatting to you. This is our podcast and here your feelings, your beliefs and your experiences are valid and we simply do life together. So as I share my feelings, my beliefs and my experiences, I hope that you are going to be encouraged, that you will grow, gain clarity and keep soaring. I have been away for some time now. I was trying to look at the calendar and when last I published the last episode, and it's been 8 weeks. I didn't plan on staying away for this long, but I did. Jeez, in the rear, looking back or thinking back to October and parts of September really felt like torture. Not really because everything that was happening was bad, but because I felt as though I was going through this stretch, you know, like I was being stretched. And it was really exhausting, but I can still look back and just be grateful because I'm in a much, much better place. So a quick update, I am now a certified, qualified, whatever other words you can add to that, mental health caregiver. And I am offering counseling services virtually and in person. That's also part of the reason as to why I was busy. I was just trying to put my house in order as far as this is concerned and see how I can actually be able to offer these services to young people. Now, this is also a new level for me that has really put me into growth and this new appreciation for the human experience. I mean, the human's ability to fight, the human's ability to keep going. It's so amazing. So psychosocial counseling, which is what I studied, has just really increased my interest in psychology and sociology because people are really interesting. Hey, I mean, the human mind itself is worth our time, is worth taking care of, is worth studying, and really caring for minds has become a very fulfilling calling for me. I remember some few months back, maybe even a year back, I was really praying to God. I had held on to radio and TV for such a long time. And when I let go, I was praying for God to give me a new dream, to give me a new vision, a new purpose, if I had to put it that way. And so finding psychosocial counseling or finding mental health care giving is an answered prayer for me because now I'm able to apply myself. I'm very passionate. I feel like I'm serving a purpose in offering counseling services. So the learning continues. But let me also quickly declare that this new interest has really ushered me into a new level of vulnerability. I want to believe that October and September were just preparation. I went through the months of October and September feeling so vulnerable, feeling exposed. And in some instances, I felt humiliated. I think I was stepping into certain places or spaces where I felt as though the people in it were kind of seeking to expose me or to humiliate me in ways that I'm yet to really be able to explain. But I went through it anyway, right? And I am here to talk about vulnerability. What it is, what it's done for me, and why you must pay attention to it. And for us to be on the same page, let's start with definitions. As always, NISA has to define stuff, right? So vulnerability is a noun, okay? And this is the quality or state of being exposed to the possibility of being attacked or harmed, either physically or emotionally. So for me, the fear of vulnerability has manifested in so many ways, but recently I took time to just pay more attention to it. And so being vulnerable rather has manifested through my subtle fear of criticism, you know, and it has kept me from doing things that don't come naturally to me. So do what is natural, Niza. Stay safe, Niza. If it's out of your natural zone, don't go there, don't do it. And so imagine me leaving radio and TV, which were natural spaces where I'm naturally able to communicate, and then stepping into this field of counseling, which involves more listening than talking, which involves more taking care or helping other people take better care of yourself rather than the way you naturally are able to take care of yourself, in my case. And so doing this new thing, it's put me in a place where I'm very vulnerable, because I could be criticized as doing it the wrong way. I could actually fail. Another way in which vulnerability has manifested itself in my life is in the all-so-loud pursuit of perfectionism. Okay, be the best or don't do it at all type of attitude. And it's also in the desire to impress. Okay, and I say this, it's so interesting, right? A lot of people have this notion, Niza is so confident, and she's, yes, I am, right? But somewhere in that confidence is an ENFJ. That's my personality type, and then I'm Enneagram 1, okay? Personality type. And I am so concerned about impression. I'm so concerned about people's perception of me. I'm so concerned about image, like not really like the physical image, but like, what do I symbolize? Character, what do I represent? I always have to be of high standard type of thing. Recently I made a confession to my friend Mokozo, and I said, listen, I'm such a simple human being. I'm such a simple young woman with very high standards of self and of others. And that's because people's opinions matter so much. And blame it on always being the star of the space, blame it on always being the example and being the naturally gifted kid that I grew up as. I did things and things worked. And so even in my adulthood, it's still kind of, you know, a part of me. And I tend to be vulnerable when I'm at risk of criticism, or when I'm at risk of people opposing whatever it is that I'm doing. So I must always be good. It must always succeed. This has to, you know, I have to always be good. And it's kept me in a safe zone, doing things that are only natural to me. If it is not working, I'm out. And I always like to say that I hate suffering. And whenever I perceive suffering, I'm out. Meet me later. Now, me being able to talk to you about it right now, even as a psychosocial counselor, is me taking my power back. Okay? It is me saying I'm doing the work. It is me saying I'm not in denial. I'm not throwing this in a bag and throwing it at the back. I'm actually putting it on the table and addressing it. And I think I've been addressing my fears of vulnerability more intentionally, because recently I came across Brené Brown, who introduced me to the power that is in embracing my vulnerability. Or is it, in other words, the power of embracing the possibility of being attacked or harmed, either physically or emotionally. Now, Dr. Brené Brown is a research professor at the University of Houston with a background in social work. And as somebody who's just got into counseling, she's a big deal. I love her. Like, I love her. And I'll tell you why. Like, what other reasons have made me or drawn me into loving her. She has spent the past 2 decades studying courage, vulnerability, shame, and empathy, and is the author of 5 number 1 New York Times bestsellers: The Gift of Imperfection, Daring Greatly, Rising Strong, Braving the Wilderness, and Dare to Lead. I mean, why wouldn't you love a person who talks about the things that you feel without judgment? Okay, she talks about shame. Like, who studies and talks about shame? Because basically what that means is that she affirms its existence and then gives how we can then cope or deal with it. And I love that, all right? Also, I first came across her on Oprah's Super Soul Sunday, so you can imagine how deep that conversation was. Then I went on to watch all her TED Talks, and you know that I'm very interested in a person, that I'm hooked on them when I keep consuming their offering and keep reading up on them. And so I checked on her Netflix documentary, Brené Brown, The Call to Courage, and I just watched it recently, and that in itself led me to her book, Daring Greatly, How the Courage to Be Vulnerable Transforms the Way We Live, Love, Parent, and Lead. She is worth my time. I'm gonna tell you that. And if she's worth my time, she's worth your time. I read this book. I didn't read it. I listened to it. This year, I've been doing audiobooks. I'm doing reviews of the audiobooks I've listened to, or some books that I've read this year on Instagram and Facebook. So please follow me if you're not yet following me. But I listened to her book and it changed my whole approach to vulnerability. Here is a quote from the book. Open quote. Vulnerability is the birthplace of love, belonging, joy, courage, empathy, and creativity. It is the source of hope, empathy, accountability, and authenticity. If we want greater clarity in our purpose or deeper and more meaningful spiritual lives, vulnerability is the path. End quote. And what? This year has been about growth for me, okay? It's been unplanned, but I can tell you that I've grown. And I'm so proud of myself because above all, I have learned to embrace vulnerability. First, it was unintentional. But recently, after learning what I've learned from this book, it's been very intentional. Like, you know, what is it that I've been running away from? What is it that has made me feel vulnerable? Is it a conversation? Is it a place? Is it whatever? Let me do it. Because, as the book suggests, avoiding vulnerability is avoiding growth. And I don't want to be mediocre, all right? I'm here to live a full life. I'm here for the whole full life experience. Meaning that I have to be intentional. I have to let go of this fear of being vulnerable. If I'm going to have meaningful connections, if I'm going to have transformational conversations, if I'm going to have a higher and clearer perspective, and if I'm going to pursue profound creations, you know, that are out of this world, I must be willing to expose myself to the possibility of harm. And, you know, I can be very wise about it. But what are some of the things that Niza has stayed away from because she's been afraid that people won't like? Okay, why has my book taken so long? Why am I not doing the events that I've always wanted to do? Why am I not registering the companies I've always wanted to run? I'm afraid. I don't want to be vulnerable. But now, if I have to be great, if I have to, you know, find meaningfulness spiritually or physically at whatever level, I must be willing to just embrace vulnerability. Like, okay, it's possible, but I'm still going to do it. And I'm here to keep growing. Therefore, I know it's a call to be even more vulnerable. I'm not afraid anymore. So neighbor, introducing Niza Lewo Piri. Is it 2.0 or what? Yeah, like another level at it, right? And I am here brave, scared, sure, and unsure in the same sentence, in the same breath. Here I am, enough and not enough for some people, not enough for some spaces, but I'm here. This is me diving into the deep end and taking risks because I cannot play safe anymore, because I cannot hold on to this seat anymore. I need more seats, guys. I need to sit somewhere else. I need more tables, wider tables, tables with more people, with more names, with more titles, because I'm not afraid of that anymore. So if you're still listening to me and just wondering, it's like, okay, Niza, we get it. We get it. So how do I embrace vulnerability, miss? Well, in the book, Brené suggests that there is no path, okay? That the path is paved as we move. I liked that because even as believers, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah to salvation and eternity. But in life, and as far as pursuing calling, pursuing purpose, we are always trying to wait for that it, like, oh, there it is, now go for it. It's never there. It's all in the instincts of the moment. Like, okay, I perceive this right now. Go for it. Because what I've also realized is that, yes, the path is paved as you move. And in my book, look out for it. It's getting bigger and better every time I open it. I'm trying to show you how I have followed my little instincts in little small spaces and places and relationships, and they've opened up more room and paved even wider paths to where I am right now. And I'm gonna continue doing that until I have created impact and ignited light in people's lives. And so it starts with just you doing something, the little small things. I'll say this again. There's no path. The path is paved as we move. So I suggest you begin to move. You begin to do. You begin to act, to live, to spread your wings and just leave it to the wind. Leave it to God. Be vulnerable, okay? And write that book. Start that podcast. I beg, start that podcast. I have a podcast basic training that is online. And once in a while, somebody calls and is like, oh, I know about this. Okay, fine. You want to start a podcast? Learn what you need to learn. I'm here to help if you want my help. Apply for that job. Apply for that scholarship, you know? Call that guy. Call that girl, please. We can't just stay crashing on people. Say hi to people that you'd like to mentor you, you know? Book that trip. Go visit. You've always wanted to visit. You've always wanted to have a passport. Go get that passport, fam. So it doesn't work. So they don't like you. So you fall or you fail. But so what? Vulnerability means that anything is possible. Growth too. If it does work or if it doesn't work, you would have done it anyway. You would have learned something. You'd have gained a higher, clearer perspective. So you are allowed to be vulnerable. In fact, you are also allowed to fail. Therefore, you are allowed to grow whatever it takes. And I want to continue, like, you know, just go deep into this. But I think this podcast is for me. And if you want to claim it as your own, go ahead and have it. If you want to listen in and share it with somebody else who you want to declare some of these things to, go ahead and do this. But I'm going to say this. Check out my review of Daring Greatly on Instagram and Facebook and let me know what you think about being vulnerable and how you are embracing it, how you can embrace it to become a better, bigger, more impactful person that you were born to be. And listen, I have lots and lots of podcasts on different topics, from self-awareness to discovering your purpose and to just meeting the person you want to become. And feed on these things, really analyze and just become the better person that you are born to be. And that, or this, is our episode for this week, and I am complete. I cannot wait to hear from you. So please, will you send me a voice review soon? You can do it on Anchor FM app. You can also send a voice note message on IG and Facebook. Facebook name, I am Niza Lebo Piri. That's the page. On Instagram and Twitter, at Niza Lebo _Piri. I have a Telegram channel you can join to get to just chat with me. It's actually a group, so we get to chat and chat with other listeners. If you have questions for me, just drop them there. The link is in the show notes. Until next time, subscribe and share.